Hello, good evening, welcome, Anfield Rap Unwrapped. It's I'm calling this show the mini crisis show because the Reds aren't very good just right now. We're recording this in the morning after the night before we got beat 2-0 by Red Star Belgrade. It was a bit of a kick in the pants, that, Mike. I think we didn't see it coming. You know, the bookie odds before the game, something like 22-1 on them beating us on their own turf. We underestimated them, didn't we, I think, to a degree.
I think the team certainly looked like they'd underestimated them. Liverpool, I thought, were complacent throughout. Even in the opening stages where it looked like they had the game relatively under control, there didn't seem any real intent for me. And I think in some ways we were lulled into a false sense of security by the victory at Anfield, to 4-0. And that was so easy that it felt that Liverpool could just go there, get a routine away win. I think the crowd definitely was a factor. As much as we sort of knew that about the passion that you were going to get from their supporters, I think that shocked us. It sort of felt immediately a bit like one of the old-style, difficult European away. So it was a completely different context than the Anfield game. But I think Liverpool certainly approached it with the wrong manner. To an extent, that was reflected in the changes that we made. I think Lovren was ill, so he couldn't have played. But nonetheless, it's, you know, the resting of players when you still need the result. I mean, it was all very well going into the game thinking that we were going to win, but we needed the win, or at least the draw, to put us in a position in the group where we've got some security. We've lost that now. So in terms of there being a mini crisis, you know, it's difficult to talk about a crisis in the league sense with 8 wins and 3 draws, but it's certainly a crisis in Europe because there's no guarantees now that we can go through from that group. I'd say we're possibly odds against to go through given the fixtures that we've got remain.
Kev, it's I think we've all looked this up since and realised and surprised ourselves by finding we've only won 3 in the last 9. We've been telling ourselves all season that we've won 90% of our games and what are we moaning at each other about, because never mind the performances, look at the results. But actually the results aren't there really anymore. And this really bad one, I feel, has been coming.
Yeah, this result definitely has been coming. Excuse me. The fact that we've been playing and winning without playing well, you can look at that as a positive when it's going well. But obviously when this result then does happen, you've got to think, oh, well, it was inevitable. If I'm totally honest with you, I'd have wanted it to come in a European Cup game away from home rather than a league game anyway.
I agree.
Or even a European Cup game at home. It's a crisis if we get beat at home by Red Star Belgrade, but a good thumping of Fulham on Saturday, or Sunday, sorry, and then you can sort of put this behind us a little bit. I think last night's performance, I think, was born out of the fact that we underestimated them. I agree with what Mike said there. Mata should never have been anywhere near the team for me. I don't think he should be anywhere near the squad.